thank you for all of you being here today. It's been a wonderful day, and I'm so proud of our young ladies that spoke before me. I won't even be able to top anything that's been said. Mine is kind of a review anyway, because of I've been there and done that, some of it. My topic, serving God in the seasons of our lives, Ecclesiastes 3:1, 2a, and 11a. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he hath set eternity in their heart. My topic, the last of the seasons, winter. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, his time, like all times, is a very good time, if we but know what to do with it. Proverbs 16:31, the hoary or gray head is a crown of glory, if it is found in the way of righteousness. What can I say in the last season of my life? Shall I say I have been there and done that? Or shall I say like Frank Sinatra's song, I did it my way? Was my way God's way? If not, I have no place in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. By now I should be spiritually mature, my family all grown up. Not much time is left to instruct them, except by example and encouragement. Perhaps there are still a few years for me to serve my Lord. Colossians 4:5-6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming or saving the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. God has blessed me with 71 years to do the things I should. I could have used those years to much better use than I have, if I had spent more time trying to save souls. Many might have been saved today. Horace Mann said, lost yesterday, somewhere between sunrise and sunset. Two golden hours, each set with 60-minute diamond minutes. No reward is offered, for they are gone forever. Nothing can be done about lost minutes, hours, days, or years, but there is something we can do about the time we have left. Young people, middle-aged, and old. There is a saying, the young may die, but the old must die. James 4:14-15, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, what is your life? Ye are a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall both live and do this or that. I'm thankful to God that I still have enough mental faculties to still study and teach others. My energy is waning, and I'm not able to teach little children as I once did. Children's classes were my first love. I still encourage them in whatever way I can with a smile, a hello, or a pat on the head, letting them know that they're important to me, but most of all, they're important to God. Kathy Castro gave me a picture of an old lady standing before a mirror. The reflection was a beautiful young girl. A caption underneath read, "We're always the same inside." There's a lot of truth to that caption. Sister Maxine Chaka used a reading at our 55 and over honor lunch about an old lady following her around all day. And every time she passed a mirror, there she was. Time has a way of catching up with us before we realize it, and there's still so much we want to do. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are from the earth. I'm blessed with opportunities to teach some ladies with hearing impairment. This has been a great challenge and opportunity. Pray for me to be able to win them to Christ. It will be up to them what they do with what they've learned. There's a book entitled She Hath Done What She Could by Jane McWhorter. If you haven't read it, please do so. Becoming a minister's wife made some grave changes in my life. More opportunities, but with the opportunities comes more responsibility. Luke 12:48, to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom they commit much, of him will they ask the more. We've been blessed with great hospitality in the homes of many wonderful Christian people, both in mission fields and here at home. Also, it has been possible to have wonderful Christians in our home. This has been a great blessing both to Wendell and me and to our children as well. We've had many of the same responsibilities that many of you have, to teach our children and train them, no matter where we were or under what circumstance we were in. Ephesians 6:4. Provoke not your children to wrath, but nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. Since I married late in life, and having always loved children, my nieces and nephews became like my own children to me, and now their children are like grandchildren. Children need mentors. It's a great work to be a Christian mentor. Since there are so many who are not Christians today who are trying to mentor children, and that's not the best. My responsibility to my children that I've been blessed to bring into the world and to train them along by my husband's side so that they will make it to heaven. This is my first and foremost responsibility. Sometimes it's hard to know what to do in raising children. I've learned that we can't do it on our own. We have to have God with us all the way. In studying His Word and with sincere prayers for us as parents and for our children. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. As parents, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. It's so easy to see what should be done when we're not the parent. I know I have been there and done that. Young mothers need our encouragement. My son had colic when he was a baby. It seemed for about 6 months. And when I'd walk in the door of the church building, especially at night, he'd start crying. I became very discouraged. I could hardly ever hear a sermon all the way through. My husband was preaching and teaching, so it was my responsibility. I will never forget Sister Betty Jackson, who had 3 children and is wife of a minister, said to me, "It will pass. Don't be discouraged." It did pass, and sooner than I really expected. So I can say to the young mothers, it will pass. Don't be discouraged. But as they get older, there will be other problems to deal with. This is a part of training them as God would have you do. I guess our next problem was when we were meeting in the school building and the insurance forbade children running in the building. Well, guess what? Children like to run in wide open spaces. And it was dangerous because they might run into elderly people or into smaller children. So there were a few spankings until he learned not to run inside the building. We had a lot of things to go through like this, but our son has been a wonderful blessing to our family. As most of you know, he teaches and preaches. But he isn't perfect. Neither are his parents. But our Heavenly Father is. Hebrews 2:10 and 11. For it became him for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. As older people, if babies crying gets on our nerves in the worship, we can move to the front. It isn't as distracting there. We should never discourage a young mother. They feel bad enough anyway. Send them a note to encourage. They need it. My husband has always said that he can preach louder than the babies can cry, and that a church without babies is a dead church. Amen. How true. We've had a few trials with our handicapped son's disability, but I'm always so thankful to God that he's not worse than he is. He has been such a joy to our family. It makes us so happy to see children growing up, obeying the gospel and taking their places in God's services, especially children that we've been blessed to have a part in teaching and in their training and their life. I'm grateful I have had the opportunity to work alongside the dear ladies in our congregation when I was younger to help to take care of older people and children whose parents needed help. There has been house cleaning, food to cook, and anything that needed to be done. I'm thankful I was strong enough to help. One of our young ladies went to help an elderly lady that had diabetes, and her leg was draining on her bedding. Her house was filled with garbage. She was unable to care for herself, so this young lady took some young men to help with the cleaning. She took care of the lady and got her to the hospital. Young ladies, there might be times when you have to go to homes that aren't too pretty to look at to help out, but don't be afraid to do it because it's your Christian duty, but most of all because you want to do it. I'm so happy to see so many ladies, both young and old, being good examples in these matters. There are going to be many heartaches and loss of loved ones as we get older. They come closer together. We have lost our parents. I lost my brother just older than me in 2001. We grew up together and were very close. Then in 2002, I lost a little nephew of 6 months with SIDS. In 2004, I lost a niece of 42 years in a fire. And all were so dear to me. We each have our own sufferings. Psalms 119 and 71 is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comforteth us in all our afflictions, that we may be able to comfort them that are in any affliction through the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Jane Cron commented in her book, Heirlooms, clouds in life often produce showers of blessings. Helen Keller, blind from birth, said, only through experiences of trials and sufferings can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. I use this statement by Helen Keller not to discuss her soul's destiny, but to show those words of wisdom. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chattered all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, but ne'er a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. I don't know the author of that poem. Psalms 30:5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. A quote by Francis Quarles, he that hath no cross deserves no crown. There's an old saying, you cannot teach what you don't know, and you cannot lead where you don't go, and don't ever try it. Matthew 20:26-27. Whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be first among you shall be your servant. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life and have asked God's forgiveness. It's harder many times to forgive ourselves. As David kept remembering his sins, Psalms 51:3, my sin is ever before me. And Paul was constantly reminded of his past life in persecuting Christians, Acts 22:19-20, and Acts 9:21-23. I saw this saying somewhere, a person may fall many times, but she's only a failure when she says, someone pushed me. There are so many in the Lord's church that are hurting. Sometimes we get busy trying to be there for everyone, but let others fall through the cracks. It helps if we keep in touch with each other with visits, phone calls, or notes. If each person would do this, we won't let anyone fall by the wayside. And after all, it's each of our responsibility, so we can know if anyone needs help. God is a loving, forgiving God and can be touched by our infirmities, Hebrews 4:15. 2 Corinthians 8:5, we must first give ourselves to the Lord. When things are going good and people are faithful to our Lord, it's no time to slow down or quit. A little boy and his grandmother were exiting an elevator. The little boy was heard to say, "Gas it, Grandma," meaning hurry, Grandma. So maybe we need to gas it, Grandma. I've had a good life, and I'm grateful to all the good people who have helped to make it so, my family at home and my family in the church. I need your prayers that I may continue to serve God as long as He can use me in His service. I hope to be able to say, as Paul said, I've fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but also to them that have loved His appearing, 2 Timothy 4:7. In closing, I want to read a poem that was read at Brother Anthony Washington's mother's funeral, and I thought it was very touching. How Do You Live Your Dash? By Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone, from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came her date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what matters most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect, and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's action to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? Thank you for listening so well. If any of you desires a Bible study, please fill out a card that's in the back of the seat in front of you and leave your information there, and we'd be happy to be able to get back with you. Anyone requesting special prayers, please let it be known, and we will assist as we stand and sing.